As in the listen-only mode, and later we'll start the questions and answers sessions, and you'll receive the relevant instructions. Should you require assistance during the teleconference, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. This audio conference is being recorded and will be made available in the Grandany website. We have today with us the major executives of the administration of Grandany, who will also be available to take your questions. Rudy Madalonder, Manufacturer and Commercial Director, Gelson Zostirola, Administrative and Controllership Director, Luis Moroni, Sales, Doris William, Investor Relations, Edson Masur, Research and Development, Marcus Dalbor, Marketing. If you still do not have the press release of the fourth quarter 2006 with the comments on the performance of the company, you may find it at the company's website at www.grandany.com.br/www/RRI in Portuguese and English. I would now like to pass the floor to Mrs. Doris William, in charge of investor relations at the company. The floor is yours, Mrs. Doris. Good morning. Thank you for attending yet one another audio conference of Grandany. I will provide major highlights on the performance of the company and the prospects for the company for the first semester of 2007. I will then be available to take your questions together with the other executives of Grandany. I would like to highlight that the estimates for 2006 have been fully attained. There was a 2.9% growth in gross sales that reached almost 400 billion reais, and the volume grew by 1.53% and the average price by 1.5%. Highlights of the performance in the fourth quarter of 2006. Sales have grown in volume and in reais in the fourth quarter of 2006. With the guidance provided for 2006, we expected the performance in the last quarter to be expressive. We had a 23% growth in gross sales, which achieved 424 million, and 11.6% of growth in volume, with 33 million of pairs, with an average price that rose 10% to achieve 12.72 per pair in reais. We grew due to greater competitiveness of the company, enhanced quality of launches, the media was more concentrated, and we had new marketing actions. We had differentiated strategies for market niches and greater segmentation of brands and licenses. We kept our policy and strategy with a mix of products with greater added value. We focused on three pillars, design, implementation, and results, and it generated greater perception and recognition of value of our products. We also delayed the launch of the Ipanema Gisele Bündchen brand that was launched in the beginning of the last quarter. The second highlight of the fourth quarter was that we maintained growth in terms of sales and volume in the foreign market, which generated a growth in the gross sales in dollars, $27.5 million, a growth of 16.5%, and a growth of 5.3% in volume, 8.8 million of pairs for export, with an average price in dollars of 3.11 per pair, a growth of almost 11%. And what were the reasons for this growth? Greater competitiveness of the company, a successful strategy to globalize the Melissa brand, which was implemented as of January 2005, and we decided to adopt a more selective distribution, more shops in specialized and fashion shops, and this has been consolidating the brand and adding value to it abroad. There was an expansion, a very successful expansion in all the markets, international markets, and there was a growth in traditional markets, especially in South America. We also closed an international contract for Ipanema GD in September of last year, and this has generated sales of about 700,000 pairs, which will contribute to with 5% of the exports in 2007, 1.5 million pairs per year. The strategy is to transform this brand in a global brand, just as we are doing with Melissa, but with a distribution in traditional points of sales abroad. The potential of sales is of 20,000 points of sales, which is our international penetration. The last reason for growth was that this quarter is a season favorable for exports. The third highlight for Q4 was the maintenance of the growth in margin, also in absolute terms. Gross margins increased to 49.7% as compared to 46.7%, an increase of 28.5% in gross profit that achieved 119 million reais. The EBITDA margin was stable at 33% approximately, but grew 20.3%, reaching 126.5 million reais. The net margin rose from 24.9% to 25.2%, with an adjusted net profit of 22.1%, reaching 96 million reais. In Q4, we had a recovery in terms of sales, in terms of reais and volume in the domestic market, a maintenance of the growth trend in the domestic market, and we recovered the margins in terms of net profit, net gross profit, and EBITDA. I will now make comments on the performance of 2006. Begin by saying that we recovered the market share in the domestic market and in the foreign market. This means that Grendene has posted better performance than the average industry of shoes in Brazil. Our market share in the domestic Brazilian market rose from 18.6% in 2005 to 19.1% in 2006, according to the Brazilian Institute of Statistics. As for the share in exports, we have to use BFEX. We also increased our share in the Brazilian exports of shoes from 14.6% to 17.5% in 2006, according to BFEX. We also posted important growth in 2006 in the domestic market, which reached 1.2 billion reais. We grew 2.9% in sales, with an average price 5.2% higher, with a small decrease in volumes of 2.1%. The market as a whole, in terms of apparent market, dropped by 5.4%, according to IBGE data. Exports reached almost $87 million, a growth of 15% in gross sales, and almost 14% in sales volumes for the reasons we have pointed out before. The season is very favorable for exports. There was also a growth in gross profit that reached 493 million, a growth by 11%, with a margin of 44.7%, a gain of 320 basis points. Adjusted EBITDA reached 317 million, an increase of 19%, with a margin of 28.8%, and a gain of 380 basis points. We also had a net financial result of 22.5 million due to financial revenues. Adjusted net profit reached 256 million reais, a growth of 31.3%, with a significant margin of 23.2%, and a gain of almost 500 basis points. This result in 2006 allowed an increase in the distribution of dividends in this fiscal year. If we compare the accrued dividends in 2006 which were 128 million reais, as compared with 81 million in 2005. This is a 50% growth in the amount distributed in 2006. There were two dividend anticipations paid first in August the 30th, with 39 million distributed, and the second one in November 29th, with a distribution of 41 million. 39 cents per share and 41 cents per share. There is a balance to be paid for 2006 to be confirmed by the shareholders' meeting to be held in April 2007, and the payment is forecast for May 2007. The payout on the distributable accounting profit is of almost 100%. This is our ordinary policy, very aggressive policy regarding dividend distribution. In 2006, I would like to highlight some extraordinary effects in financial statements which are non-recurring. Two effects, non-recurrent revenues, which have to do with other operating revenues, were two judicial recoveries, one in the second quarter 2006, relative to fees and COFINS for an amount of 11.9 million reais. The other was a judicial recovery of the social security relative to INCRA and illness allowance for 5.6 million. Therefore, we have 17.7 million of non-recurring revenues, which have also contributed to the result. As for expenses, we had non-recurring expenses relative to the termination of contracts with sales agents for 12 million. This impacted EBITDA. So just to make you aware of future projections, that EBITDA has to be decreased for 12 million relative to these expenses. Another important issue was the beginning of the conciliation between PR GAAP and another international standard accounting methodology. We had a time of 2 years after the IPO, which was in 2004, to initiate the presentation of another accounting standard. We adopted IFRS, International Financial Reporting Standard, which is a more European standard, but the idea is to provide greater harmony in international levels. We changed the accounting criteria. We changed the lifespan of machine and equipment with the depreciation time that became 10 years to equate it to IFRS as of January 07. So there is an impact on the balance sheet. The effect was retrospective with respect to IFRS. So it goes back to the beginning of the adoption of the accounting system in a historic basis. The second item with respect to the conciliation, which was presented in the balance sheet and in the press release, is one of the major differences with respect to the conciliation between GAAP and IFRS. According to the Brazilian legislation, the adjusted value is present 317.3 and in IFRS 319.5. Net profit, PR GAAP was 256 million reais and in IFRS 257.8. As for net profit, the difference is a bit higher. In PR GAAP it was 979 million reais and in IFRS 1,050.3. It's basically the retrospective effect of depreciation as of the beginning of the accounting of machine and equipment. Before we open to questions and answers, we will summarize the prospects for the first semester 07. Based on what we have achieved so far, we have maintained the estimates given previously for in Q3. Gross sales are predicted to be in the first semester 07, to be higher than first semester 06, and above the sales seen in 2006. That is above 2.9% that we presented in 2006. As regards the sales volume, in the first semester 07, we predict that it will be slightly higher than in the first semester 06. The average price is expected to be higher than in the last year because of the mix of products with higher added value in our portfolio and in the new collection. Investment for 2007 is expected to be $10 million. We confirm the same figures given previously, including the new manufacturing facility in Bahia. The expenses with advertising will have their share maintained at 8 to 9% of the net revenue of 2007. What are the reasons why we believe that growth will be maintained in the first semester of 2007? In the domestic market, although there are signs of slowdown, Grendene has carried out internal and external actions that have differentiated us from our competitors. And this has allowed the trend to keep market share and gain market share, rather, with profitability. In the external market, prospects of growth are good because of the globalization of brands and the enlargement of traditional and developing markets. More detail on this information are in the press release. You can also, we will now open for questions. Thank you very much, and we'll now open for questions and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Our first question comes from Ms. Natalia Gomez from Agência Estado. Good morning. I would like to have more details about the Ipanema GB. How many POSs are they sold at? And how long will it take for Ipanema GB to increase the share to 20,000 POSs? I would like to have an idea of how long it will take. Hi, Natalia. Thanks for asking. Actually, Natalia, this is a very recent process, the contract, the international contract with Ipanema GB. We closed it in Q4. We have sold 700,000 pairs, and we are actually choosing some key cities to launch the product, cities where we have a good penetration, of which Grendene has great knowledge, and this may take time. I do not have this information now to tell you about how many important, how many points of sales we'll have. We'll have to choose some important, some major points of sales. These are potentially the same 20,000 POSs that we have abroad for Grenda, Ipanema, and now Ipanema GB, which will have a more aggressive distribution policy. Well, in which market is it sold? Sold now in the traditional markets. Oh, in which countries? Oh, we are present in over 30 countries in Latin America, yes, in Latin America, in Europe, and we will do an event in Madrid to launch it officially. We are going to launch it officially with an invitation. Gisele Bündchen will be there, and this will shake Europe. We will invite the press in Europe. And why did we choose Spain? Because Spain is where we have a stronger presence. The Mediterranean coast has habits that are similar to ours. In Spain, there is a cultural aspect with respect to celebrities. So this is why it was chosen as the entry point in Europe. What are the major brands, global brands of Grendene? Melissa, Ryder. We export Ryder to over 85 countries for many years. We have exported it for over 15 years. We have the Grenda line, the Ipanema, not the GD, but Ipanema is exported, and Melita has always been exported, has been exported for many years. But we have changed the strategy as of 2005, and we decided to make Melita into a global brand and a more higher market brand, so with a selective distribution, not traditional point of sales. Ipanema GP will be a global international brand with a normal distribution in traditional points of sales where you normally find shoes. It can be department stores all around the world. Thank you. Our next question comes from Mariana Bolt from Banco do Brasil. Morning, Doris. My question has to do with market share. There was a good recovery in the market share domestically, which was expected somehow. So as regards the domestic market share, do you still forecast an expansion? As regards foreign market share, we expected growth, but there was a nice surprise in terms of growth. And what do you expect in terms of pace of growth abroad in the external market? Do you think exports will grow with respect to the shoes industry? And I would also like you, Doris, to make comments on the successful expansion abroad. Could you tell us about your strategy in the foreign market, in the external market, and why was it that you achieved great success in the second semester? Thanks for your questions, Mariana. The expansion in the domestic and in the foreign market, because we based ourselves in official data, DFEX and IBGE. They have to do with the performance of the company. The company is increasing in terms of sales and volume. And it also has to do with the Brazilian shoes industry that has been suffering a lot. So if you look at the data that reports drop in exports, its exports have dropped by more than 20%, and apparent consumption has dropped by 5% almost. The shoe industry has been ailing because of the dollar exchange rate, and Grandani has a competitive advantage. Since 2004, we have been preparing the company to face a more competitive scenario. We have improved the management in terms of manufacturing, raw materials, personnel, and expenses. And this is turning Grandani into a more competitive company. We are beating large providers, large suppliers from Asia, because we have a very high competitive level. What can we expect? I can always say what has been established in our guidance, that is higher growth for the first semester in terms of sales. We are not breaking out into internal and external markets, but you can look at our historical data that will allow you to see the relative shares in each quarter for the domestic and foreign market. Historic data that will clarify these projections for you. You have also asked about the export strategy. The growth that we have been posting above the industry is just the fruit that we are getting after all the investment we have made. South America has grown a lot because we have started these actions in the South American market 1 or 2 years ago. We looked for new agents in the Andean countries. We have enlarged markets in Africa and in Australia and New Zealand. And we are getting the results now of these actions developed previously, in addition to the increased competitivity of the company. Our next question comes from Rafael Weber from Geração Futuro Corretores Brokers. Morning. Congratulations for the results. And/or I have three questions. The first has to do with the 11.6% growth in volume in the fourth quarter. Could you say which segments contributed more to this figure? Hi, Rafael. Thanks for your question, and thanks for the congratulations. Since 2004, we do not provide breakdowns on our growth breakdowns for segments. What we do provide, you have our historic data, is the breakdown for the domestic and foreign market. What I can say is that we have been growing in the child segment and in the other segments because we have adopted a strategy of sub-segmentation. In women's shoes, we have adult shoes, teens, the teens line. So the diversification of our product has been improved for every segment, and this growth has been seen in all the product lines. The other question has to do with the strategy of launching the product. Would it impact the CPV with respect to the raw materials, or can you offset it somehow? I think what I said in the press release has to do with products for the school term and for the winter collection and autumn collection. We have sneakers and low-rise shoes, and we have improved the accessories. So for the go-back-to-school line, we'll have sneakers and other things to foster consumption. But this does not necessarily mean that the cost will increase. We have been able to add more value to our product while decreasing the price per pair. We have increased productivity, technology use, and processes, and we have also used alternative materials. This strategy had been in place, and we are enlarging the collection with more clothes products. And will this impact the production of the second quarter? Yes, absolutely. This termination of contracts with agents, are they part of your strategy in terms of commercial strategy? Yes. This is a part of a larger strategy. And since Q3 last year, we have been restructuring our sales area. We have brought in a new sales manager. We have brought in supervisors that are kept in their regions. And we have added four sales force to Moroni's work. We have also hired INPG, a consultancy. And you see, we are restructuring our sales area to train it better. And INPG brought us knowledge in terms of making a diagnostic for market opportunities from July to October. And then from November onwards, we will continue to work in terms of goals and actions. And our salespeople today have to write reports for abnormalities and then measures to correct them. We are working very hard in our sales structure. But as regards the agents, we had to make this change. There were five agents, and then we had to pay this termination of 12 million. But this process is closed now. What we have to do with respect to our agent network, we have done. And today we have 30 representatives, 30 agents. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that to ask a question, you have to press star one. Our next question comes from Laércio Júnior from UBS. Morning. Good morning, Doris. I would like to know if there is any study about how much you attribute to the initiative of the company to replace the agents and to have a more proactive attitude with respect to sales. The answer is not a single action, isolated action, but it's part of a series of measures to improve management. We want to implement a more disciplined management that has been going on for since the IPO, when we saw that the dollar exchange rate was not going to change, that the market was more fiercely competitive domestically and internationally with the exchange rate of the dollar and the Asian competition. So we had to adapt to this reality, and we changed the company as a whole, including development, manufacturing, material management, and more recently, human resources with new management models. We will have the Grandene Academy. So it's a series of actions that are now bearing fruit. I ask this because I visited you and I have the feeling that you are turning over on the salesperson shelf. And this makes sales people more confident in buying more pairs from Grandene. This is a cycle, and I wanted to understand whether we can forecast that in the next years this will be a recurring improvement, maybe not in the volumes that you have now, but much better than you had before in previous years. Yes, what I can say is that I cannot go more. I cannot say more than we said in the guidance. You have the means to compare whether the company is now at a new level because of these enhancements in management that occurred throughout the company in all the areas. All the areas had to implement different actions to adapt themselves to this new guideline. So if you sum management and product, we have improved the quality of our product, and this is a result of this better management. You will see that management, product, and sales brings a virtuous cycle to the company. You then see the historical data. You have what the company is today at a better level than 1 or 2 years ago. Then you can say that comparatively, you can draw a conclusion, depending on a market scenario, that we have had a better performance. You don't give a breakdown of average prices. You only give a breakdown for domestic and international markets. But one of the vectors of the growth in volume was the child line. Marketing was a great success. But what about the average price for the child line? Is it comparable to your average internal ticket? Is it higher or lower? Unfortunately, we don't provide the average price per segment and line, only internal and foreign markets. But if you think that we are adding value to our product and that the segment is very important for us, there is a trend towards improving the average price, but I cannot tell you how much. Thank you. It will be commensurate with the increases in the launches in each line. We remind you that in order to ask questions, you have to press star 1. If you wish to ask questions, please press star 1 on your phone. We now close the Q&A session. I now pass the floor to Mrs. Doris Dillon for her final remarks. To conclude, I would like to say that we, based on the premises of the present scenario, we are confident in the prospects for the first semester 07. Basically, the reasons for this confidence can be summarized in five major aspects. First is that the strategy that the company has been adapted to increase the quality of its product portfolio has differentiated our products as compared to the competition. Second, the results obtained in 2006 and the results obtained to date allow us to be confident for the first semester. There is another important macroeconomic data. The salary mass is growing above the GDP. The interest rate is expected to favor consumption in 2007 of other durable and non-durable goods as well. We have maintained our strict policy of management of cost reduction and expense reduction, and we have also been more competitive as a company as a result of all these actions. Thank you for being here with us, and we are entirely available should you need further clarification. Just call us. The Grandenis audio conference is now closed. We thank you for participating and have a nice day.